Luke chapter 19. We've got some guests over with us today, and welcome to you guys. It's good to see you all in here. And if you've never been to church before, this is what church actually looks like. We love worshipping God, we love singing worship songs, we love praising God, that's what we do. So if you've got your Bibles with you, Luke chapter 19, and I'm going to read from verse 1. Are we there? Yeah? You've got your Bibles with you? If not, then I'm just going to read it out. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. And this is what he says in NIV version. Jesus entered Jericho. Everyone say Jericho. I can't hear you. Jericho? That's better. And was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. Everyone say Zacchaeus. That's better. I'm sure we can do better than that. Everyone say Zacchaeus. I can hear PJ, but I don't know about you guys. That was good, that. And a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. And the Bible is very clear. First of all, the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And also the Bible tells us that he was a very wealthy man. So in terms of money and everything, he had it going for him. So he was a very healthy, wealthy man. And it also says that there was this curiosity within Zacchaeus that he knew about Jesus. He had heard about this man called Jesus, and he wanted to see what all the hype was all about. So as Jesus was passing through this town, as Jesus was passing through this place, Zacchaeus was very curious. He wanted to see Jesus. And the fourth thing, the Bible tells us that there was a big crowd, and also Zacchaeus was a very short man. So because he was a short man, and because there was a big crowd, this is what Zacchaeus does. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, just to see Jesus, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him sadly. Is that what the Bible says? No, and he welcomed him sadly. No, the Bible says he welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to the guest. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay you back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house." Amen. The words of Jesus. Jesus says there and then, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." There and then, Jesus now identifies this person as a son of Abraham. Before he was known as a tax collector, before he was known as this person who always was after money, but now Jesus actually looks at him and declares in front of everyone, "Today salvation has come to this household, and he is no longer the man you claim this man to be, but he is son of Abraham." Amen. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And I absolutely love this story. I mean, I've read it like loads and loads of times. I mean, I've preached it quite a lot of times. I'm sure I've preached this here before. But as I was meditating and I was reading through the scripture, God showed me something from the scripture which I'd never seen before. It's one of the things really, so you read the Bible, and every time you read the Bible, something just comes alive every time. Like, even if it's just a single word, God speaks to you. Amen. I firmly believe, and God wants to speak to every one of us today, each one of us. And my prayer is that I begin to share this truth with us all today, that God will touch our hearts, that God will do something within our hearts, because all of us, either we like to admit it or not, but we're broken people. There's so much brokenness within us. And because of circumstances, because of situations, we've learned to actually cover all this brokenness. And we have learned to present to the world the fake person, which isn't really you. That happens really. And so because of all the hurt, because of all the pain that we've experienced in this life, it actually hardens our hearts. So much so that we begin to accept the pain and live a lie. And I firmly believe God wants to break that. I firmly believe God wants to touch our hearts so much so that He wants to bring out the real person that's always been there the whole time. I mean, for me personally, before I knew Jesus, personally, like I had this understanding, I had this perception where I thought I had to be someone for people to accept me. I had to be someone for people to like me. So in a sense, like I started becoming this person that other people wanted me to see as. And so much so that I was actually living a life of lies. Deep down inside, I was hurting. Deep down inside, there was so much brokenness in me. But when I was with my friends, when I was with my family, and that, I never shared my brokenness to them. I never shared my brokenness with them. Because I thought, if I started sharing my brokenness with them, they're going to laugh at me, and they'd want nothing to do with me. And because of that, I started covering up all my life with these lies and started showing people that I was this strong man. But deep down inside, I was crying. Deep down inside, I was hurting. And in this story, we see Zacchaeus as the same person. This man is a tax collector. He's got a bit of reputation around this place. People know this person as a very wealthy man. But people used to always label this person as a tax collector, and nobody really bothered to sit down with him and ask him how he really was. And even though people class this person as a sinner, even though people class this person as one of the people who'd actually cheated on his own people, because what used to happen was actually in a Jewish context, if Roman citizens was to actually get a tax collector in their place, they would actually choose a Jewish citizen to be the tax collector in a Jewish nation. They themselves wouldn't be tax collectors, but they'd actually choose someone from their own people to actually make them a tax collector, so that any hate that people was to actually hate someone, the hate would be on their own people. So in a sense, this man, not only was he a tax collector, but everyone hated him. Because he was, in a sense, snitch, if you want to use that word. He was a snitch. He was a disgrace to his own people. He lied to his own people. He cheated on his own people. So in a sense, he was hated by everyone. We need to understand where Zacchaeus was at that time. He was hated by everyone. But yet, when he hears about Jesus, when he hears that this man Jesus is actually passing through this village, there's this curiosity within him. He wants to know about this man. He wants to know about all these miracles that he had heard before. And the scripture is very clear. The scripture says that there was a big crowd. Everyone say crowd. There was this big crowd. And as Zacchaeus saw this big crowd, he knew his limitations. He knew that he was a short man. But his limitations didn't stop him. Amen. His limitations didn't stop him from receiving that miracle from Jesus. His limitations didn't stop him from actually seeing Jesus. And so many times, that's us really, isn't it? We make up a lot of excuses for all the hurt and for all the pain that is actually happening within us. But we don't actually do anything about it. We talk about it, yes, but we don't do anything about it. I mean, all these years, I was talking about the issues and the problems that were within me, but I never did anything to deal with the problems that was in me. Amen? And the scripture is very clear. The scripture says, open up your heart to the Lord. In other words, seek Him. In other words, seek the kingdom. In other words, seek the King and His kingdom. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the King and His kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he is a broken man. Zacchaeus is a very, very broken man. He understands his brokenness. And I mean, he's been hiding his brokenness for years. But when Jesus sees him, he sees past his brokenness. He sees past his facade, and he sees the real person. And behind and beneath that mask is a hurting little boy. Zacchaeus, although he's got all the wealth of the world, but inside he's a hurting little boy. And Jesus sees that. And this is what he says in verse 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, even though he was short, his limitations didn't stop him, he climbed the tree. just to see Jesus, and he says, he looked up. Who looked up? Jesus looked up and said to him, and I love this passage of scripture. It says, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. It does not say, can I come to your house today? It does not say, I shall come to your house today. No, it says, I must. And I've never seen this before. I mean, I've read the scriptures loads of times, but I've never seen that word before. I must come to your house. Jesus knew his brokenness. Other people saw Zacchaeus as a tax collector. Other people saw Zacchaeus as this man who was a sinful man, who was a disgrace to their nation. But when Jesus saw this person, he saw what he needed. And in a sense, before even you open up your mouth to Jesus, Jesus knows what you need. And that's why Jesus came and he gave up his own life for you and me. And when God looked at us, he knew we needed a savior. I mean, if we needed entertainment, God would have sent an entertainer. I mean, if we needed information, God would have sent someone with lots of information. No, but we needed saving. Our hearts, our lives, we needed saving. We needed redeeming. That's why God sent his only son, Jesus, 2018 years ago. Because you and me, either we'd like to admit it or not, we're all of us, we're broken. We're broken. There is this brokenness within us. And we're hurting. And even our family members don't know we're hurting. Even our closest friends don't know we're hurting. But deep down inside, we're hurting. We're crying out for help. Zacchaeus was hurting. He was broken. He was crying out for help. His friends didn't know that he was crying out for help. His neighbors didn't know he was crying out for help. But Jesus knew that he needed help. Jesus knew that he needed saving. And that's why Jesus looked at me and said, listen, Zacchaeus, I must come to your house because you need saving. I must come to your house because you need healing. I must come to your house because you are hurting. I must come to your house because you need restoring. Amen. He knows your need. He knows your need. If you've been praying for someone for years, listen, don't give up. He knows your need. He knows your need. And over this time of Christmas, he knows our need. He knows everything that's going and happening in us world. And that's why he will look after his children. God knew what he needed. And verse 8, it says, but Zacchaeus stood up. And this is after Jesus has actually gone to Zacchaeus' house. And all the people are saying, listen, what's happening with Jesus? Is Jesus all right? Does Jesus not know this man is a sinner? Does Jesus not know this man is a... Da, da, da? There's lots of rumors going about. But Jesus said, no, listen. Listen, this is a man who is hurting. This is a man who is broken. And I mean, that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? I mean, we've got this understanding and perception where we think, like, I'm going to be good, then I'm going to start coming to church. No. No. I'm going to church because I know I'm not good. I go to Jesus because I know I'm not good. As much as I might claim to be a righteous person or a very good person, I'm not. The scripture says, even if you think it, you've done it. Simple as that. And the scripture says, no one is righteous. There is no person, not even one, on this planet Earth who is good. All of us, we're capable of evil. All of us, we've got this ungodly desires within us. Even in relationships and that, we're filled with so much evil within us. And that's why Jesus, he knew that we couldn't save ourselves. God knew that we couldn't save ourselves. That's why God sent his only son, Jesus, for you and me, to redeem us, to save us 2018 years ago. And all people, verse 7, all the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. A religious man wouldn't associate with the sinners, but Jesus broke all of them rules. Jesus showed to people what the love of God was like. Verse 8, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Lord, look. I mean, he's excited. I mean, no one's actually taken time to sit down and actually eat with this person. No one's actually took their time and to actually sit and know this person, but Jesus did. A very religious and a righteous man, he actually took his time and he sat down with this person and actually explained everything to him, actually shared his meal with this person. And he says, Zacchaeus says, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. same person who was once robbing the money and taking the money off the poor is now actually has turned his life around, and he actually makes this very bold statement: whatever I have, I'm going to give it to poor. I'm going to give it to poor. And it's very the scripture is very clear, isn't it? His priority changed. His priority changed. And when we come to Jesus, and when Jesus touches our lives, and when our life is so full of Jesus, our priorities change as well. It changed. And all of a sudden, instead of becoming takers, we become givers. And Zacchaeus, he took all his life. He was a taker. But all of a sudden, now he became a giver. He said that he was going to give to the poor. And he even made this bold statement. He says, I will pay back 4 times the amount. What's that all about? I'm going to give back 4 times the amount. Only Jesus can do that in someone's life. His priorities change. Verse 9, he says, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And this whole story is actually emphasizing on this very simple truth, that all of us, we've got hearts. Touch your heart right now and say, I've got a heart. I can't hear you, man. Touch your heart and say, I've got a heart. Yes, all of us, we've got a heart, right? And in a sense, we need to understand that we try to fill our heart's desires with lots of things of this world. And in a sense, we're always chasing, aren't we? One after another, like we chase money. And we think money will be able to fulfill the desires of our hearts. Then all of a sudden, you've got all the money in the world and you still feel lonely. And you think that relationship will be able to fulfill the desires of your heart. And I mean, you bounce from one relationship to the other, and still there is no fulfillment. There is no sense of completion within your heart. So that shows there is something missing. And there is something that our heart is actually looking for and actually is searching for. And we ourselves might not even be sure what our heart is actually really looking for. There's this movie called The Stalker. And the story of the movie goes, this group of guys, and they find out about this room. And this room is a very amazing room, actually. You go into this room, and this room actually gives you your heart's desire. And the whole movie is about actually this group of guys fighting to get into this room because they want their heart's desires. And as they're fighting, they're fighting through everything. And they finally reach outside this door, and they're about to go in. But all of a sudden, fear creeps into their heart. And they're thinking, hold on, if we go into this room is going to give us our heart's desires. And at that moment, they're very fearful, because what we might think our hearts are desiring might not be the thing that our hearts really desiring, if that makes sense. You might say, God, my heart desires you, but actually your heart might be desiring something else. So, and it's the same thing really, isn't it? We think that we know what our hearts are desiring, but do we really know what our hearts are really desiring for? Zacchaeus, I believe growing up, like, he wanted all the things of the world. He wanted good clothes. He wanted good food. He wanted good family. He wanted money. All of that things. And he had it all. But I believe deep down inside his heart, he still didn't know what his heart was looking for. He still didn't know what his heart was desiring. And you and me, we might be here today, and we might think and we might feel that we know what our heart desires. But I want to ask you this question. What is your heart really desiring? I mean, you might have all the things of this world, but I want to ask you this question. When you lie in your bed, do you feel complete? In the quietness of this room, and be truthful to yourself, do you feel complete? Do you feel right now as if you've got all that you need? Zacchaeus, he had everything a person could ever ask or want, but yet, in the quietness, he was lonely. In the silence, he was lonely. And when Jesus said to him, listen, I must come into your house, Jesus was saying, I must come into your heart. I must come into your heart so that I can complete you.
so that I can complete you. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. Let's just close our eyes right now. Let's just close our eyes right now, all of us. I'm just going to say a quick prayer for us all. But before I do that, I want to give this opportunity. If you've never actually received